I know kind of the overall purpose of this is to connect Knox community with the Galesburg community. And what sorts of ways do you hope to do this with the community fair?
So with the community fair, so with COVID over the last couple of years and people graduating and with new people to the college, whether that be faculty, staff, and also students, there's been a lack of like Knox and Galesburg interaction.
Sure.
A lot of Knox students aren't from the Midwest. A lot of them are unfamiliar with the city, mm-hmm. and Knox makes it very easy to kind of get lost in your schoolwork, stay inside, and not really explore the city. So with this event, we're trying to bring awareness to local organizations because you can't go somewhere that you don't know exists.
Sure. Yeah, it just kind of eases maybe their experience because, you know, something I was reading maybe, you know, from a press release for this or whatnot, just things like, you know, getting a haircut, where to get maybe some maintenance in your car and things like that, that it's true when you come to a new community, you would have no idea. And so it's but I know also there's lots of things like service organizations, internships, and just kind of that sort of thing, too, that you're open to people being a part of the fair, too, right?
Yeah, so we work at Knox. We've been working over the summer getting this fair organized, mm-hmm. and we work for the Basham Family Center for Career Success. So our office does help with, like, resumes and getting internships and part-time job for our student community. What was the question?
Oh, like other things that that people would be there to talk to students about, like internships or service organizations and things outside of just businesses per se.
Yeah. So when it comes to like Galesburg, so we've got a lot of students that are interested in like nonprofit work, and there are a lot of organizations locally that are looking for like new membership and those to help, whether that's, you know, for like biology or chemistry or with the election season coming up, like campaigning. It's been a fun time like talking with like politicians and all these like volunteer organizations, and they're very interested coming to campus and talking with our students. And so the event is a way to kind of like start these relationships. A lot of advertisement like promotion on campus is word of mouth, mm-hmm. so like if you ask like where are you going to go get your hair cut? You know, that's word of mouth. Like someone will be like, oh, I go here. So that's kind of how like students go out into the community, is like word of mouth and like these connections that have been made like personally.
Yeah.
So that's what the event is for, is to talk to people face to face, figure out like if you have any like values or anything that you're looking for like the students, for their career, or like organizations that need like more manpower.
Sure. Can you talk about how it'll be set up? Is it kind of just like the fair will be going on in the quad and people can kind of, students and faculty can kind of come and go, pass it? Is that kind of how it works, or talk about that?
Yeah, so we've got our fair, we're gonna have it outside in between Seymour and Alumni, so right in the middle of campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got organizations coming that are bringing like stuff to give away, so whether that's like coupons or like bags, or I think someone's bringing like a crystal tower. So just like stuff that these organizations have that they're using to help us like sponsor with for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have music going over the speakers. Students will be walking around. We'll have the table set up in more like circles. So you just kind of go one to the other. As students come and check in, we'll be doing giveaways about like every 7 to 8 minutes, where we'll ask each organization to come up and pick for the students that have like checked in for the fair, and then they can give out their prizes like one-on-one, and mm-hmm. we can get photos and they can go talk and just try to connect people with similar interests.
Yeah. If I was in charge of a business or an organization, I'd feel like this would be a really good opportunity to, you know, reach a whole new section of people in the community, and a really, you know, in many ways a strong portion of the community. Have you found, like, as you reached out to organizations and businesses, that they're pretty receptive and quick to like understand like this is a good opportunity, or some of them maybe a little bit more unsure? Or how have you kind of found that response from people?
I think a majority of them are like, wow, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly what my business needed to get the word out there. So I think a lot of businesses are more receptive. Throughout the entire time that we've been gathering businesses, our main goal has just been going up to businesses and, you know, introduce them to the fair personally. So
yeah,
we give you this flyer. This flyer is just for you. We just want you to come out, showcase your business. And I think that extra emphasis on, I'm thinking about you. This is your small business. We want to help you grow, you know, shake hands, get that really in-depth communication with people is really the key point in why they want to come. It's
sure.
Just seeing the face, shaking a hand, and being like, we want to help you. This fair is free for you. Just bring everything you any materials that you want to bring. And, you know, this is just for you and for the Knox community, and kind of bridge those two together.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes, like, some businesses, we've had struggle, like, kind of communicating the purpose of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, some organizations will want to come and, you know, like, we're not allowing, like straight, like, vending. So, like, money can't, like, cross hands
okay.
at the fair. So it's strictly, like, a promotional event, and anything you give away, like, you can't charge students for.
If it's like, if you're a restaurant, you couldn't be selling tacos at the thing. Is
yeah.
that kind of it?
And the fair's purpose is more for, like, those long-term relationships. And, like, some organizations haven't been as, well, I guess, or some organizations are looking for, like that short-term profit.
Sure, I understand. Not, yeah.
And it's more for, like, those, like, to get your name in the community, and students will go out to you. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other kinds of, rules or parameters for the vendors? I know there's certain types of, multi-marketing kind of things that are not allowed. Anything else that is kind of taboo?
So Knox takes federal aid, so it'd be anything that's...
Federally illegal.
So okay. We're talking, like, guns, restaurants can have bars, but if a bar is in a restaurant, then it's not, can't really advertise like alcohol specifically, and then also weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that we should be thinking about as far as either the fair, or if you guys have any thoughts about kind of bridging the gap between Knox and Galesburg?
I mean, I think this is an important fair just because, you know, information travels through word of mouth, like Ben said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more access to knowledge that students know about the community, the better we can communicate which businesses we go to. So I think this will widen students' knowledge, because we have international students, we have students who aren't from the Midwest. Yeah. So I think this fair is important just so our knowledge as students and our capacity to understand how big and large Galesburg is,
yeah.
is going to just be massively important in these businesses, you know, making revenue and ensuring that the students know that these organizations exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with my 4 years of experience, like, at Knox and in Galesburg, I really only started going out, like, this past year, kind of, like, exploring the city and what it has to offer. And, it's very easy for Knox students to stay inside and not really go out and explore. But I think, like, through this event, just, you know, spreading awareness for what is in the community, what's two blocks over, what's down the road, what's up the street. And because I think there's not really that many resources on campus, and I think the campus has kind of struggled connecting with the city, or whether that's vice versa. It's just a great event for Galesburg and Knox to commingle and to get, like, students out into the community.
Yeah, I've gotten the sense before that maybe this, you were talking kind of about this, that as students are maybe in their junior, senior years at Knox, they're kind of in the community more. But if you can get them somehow in the habit of doing that more right away, then all the better for everybody, I guess, right?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people they'd rather, you know, be here on campus, and as soon as they get home, you know, go get their hair cut or go buy stuff for their room, or, you know, they know where to eat. But when they're here, you know, that information really isn't readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And so just by presenting it to them, they now have that option to go out while they're in Galesburg and not back home.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys are even here, if you know the history of this, but the since it's the second annual, is it right? It was held for a year, and then like COVID derailed it for 2 years. Is that right?
So I think the plan for the event was initially to have a community, so like Galesburg included into the fair, and so had like this giant fair with the city and with the college, and then hosted on the college. And then I think COVID hit, so that was like 2 years later. We held it last year, but because of like the COVID guidelines with the school, we had to limit it to only the Knox community.
Yeah.
And so kind of going off of what we did last year, we're looking to expand it. I know like masks won't be required this year for the fair. They were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think using this year as more of a stepping stone into what's actually possible between mm-hmm. like Knox and Galesburg. Hopefully in the next upcoming years, we can like open this up to the Galesburg community and invite a bunch of people to campus. Because I really think like this event in the future can become something a lot bigger than what it already is.
Yeah, I agree. Because as soon as I heard about it a few years ago, I was thinking, well, that's a very good idea. And you assume it's just one of those things that'll get bigger and better as it goes along.